following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with Doug Neal, another certified financial planner as well. Craig Montana, as usual, running the big board for us and getting us on and off the air. And interesting things going on always, especially under the COVID crisis and the tenuous nature of so many things. There are a lot of things up in the air right now.
Yeah, just a lot of uncertainty. Do you have Thanksgiving? Do you have Christmas?
Some of that depends on where you live, too.
Yeah, that depends a lot on where you live. But that's creating a lot of angst for people. There's so many uncertainty. The market's doing fabulous because of the news. So there's hope on the horizon.
The vaccine news, especially.
Vaccine news.
But, you know, it's interesting, and I was going to kind of maybe talk about this, the two of us, and our thoughts on the hope of the vaccines versus the pressure already on the economy with lockdowns. Mm-hmm. There are some parts of the country already going back into lockdowns. There are threats of lockdowns virtually almost everywhere else. And we all know what that does to the economy.
Yeah, it kills people. It just kills their businesses, kills their livelihood.
So how do you recover from that? How do you get the time frame to let the vaccines come out and start being distributed? Now, of course, in Texas, where one of, four states that have been singled out by the government to start the first rounds of getting that vaccine to people in Texas. So,
that should help the economy.
Well, let's hope everybody can get some sort of relief here. But we'll touch on some of these issues, take a look at the markets a little bit, go more on the topic of money pitfalls. We started that in the last show. So we don't want you having any of those things happening if you can avoid that. And Medicare supplements. Boy, are we getting questions about that.
Getting bombarded. If you're over 65, you're getting bombarded with mailers, phone calls, advertisements on TV, because this is the open enrollment period when you can switch plans.
Mm.
And so it goes from now until, I don't remember what day in December.
I think it's early December.
Yeah, it's early December. And so they are just hammering you and... You hear all these different phrases. What does that mean? And is that something I should look at or shouldn't I look at it? So we'll touch on the basics of that one.
So all of these things all lining up. Other things as we're sifting through the morning's big headlines, etc., just for you. In the meantime, you got a question and you get a few minutes here while we're playing commercials in about 30 seconds from now to give us a call. We have a private line here during the show. You're welcome to use it. I'll give you our office phone number when we get out of this break. But let me give it to you before. Again, our office phone, Neal Financial. Get answers as fast as you can. Leave a message if we're not there in the office when you're calling. We do call you back, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. That's the office phone. Our radio phone in private, if you want to call it right now, is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
St. Mary's Parish Council of Catholic Women invites you to our holiday bazaar on Saturday, November 21st from 9 a.m. till noon at St. Mary's Parish Activity Center on the corner of Germania and Park Streets.
We will have an assortment of homemade desserts, everything from dewberry pies to apple cake, in addition to our handmade items.
With Thanksgiving just a few days away, this is a great time to come pick something up. The holiday bazaar is on November 21st at St. Mary's Parish Activity Center in Brenham.
KTEX 106 is accepting applications for the position of program director. The KTEX program director manages the on-air staff, including production and promotions, makes music decisions, works with sales, and handles an air shift. Prior radio and management experience is a must. Benefits include health insurance, paid vacation and sick time, and a profit-sharing plan. To apply, email resume with aircheck to tom@ktex.com. Females and minorities are encouraged to apply. KTEX is an equal opportunity employer.
SSB Design and Creation Company at 301 West Main Street in Brenham is featuring seasonal, holiday clothing, baby items, stocking stuffers, ornaments, and gifts for all ages. Personalize your gifts with monogramming and embroidering, or embellish it with sayings, slogans, names, or initials. SSB Design and Creation Company invites you to the annual Sugar Plum Market Saturday, November 21st at the Washington County Event Center from 9 to 4.
Like all things this year, Faith Mission's annual Candlelit Christmas will look a little different. In an effort to keep Candlelit Christmas fun and safe, join KWHI for the Candlelit Christmas Kickoff this Thursday from 6:30 to 7 at the Cannery Kitchen. Reverend Randy Wells and other board members will be discussing the regulations for this year's dinners, as well as taking calls to reserve seats, pledges, and sponsorships for the gala. Listen to the live broadcast on KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7 with me, Craig Montana, or live stream the broadcast on KWHI's Facebook page.
Do you remember when you were a kid?
Which grown-up do you remember most?
It just takes one day.
One caring adult.
One Boys and Girls Club.
Who changed your life?
Who's gonna change mine?
Are you the one?
For more information about the Boys and Girls Club of Washington County, call 979-277-9383. Or visit the club at 1710 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI, and we are committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information. With local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5, you'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Money Makeover teammates from Neal Financial Group here in the studio with you this morning. And I'm Tony Navarre. My colleague, Doug Neal. Both of us are certified financial planners. Been doing this stuff for a long time.
Decades.
Yep. Decades of experience here. And we're always happy to answer your questions. If you want to come by for a free review in our office, where are you now? Super important right this minute. Honestly, it is. Between now and the end of the year, maybe you need to make some moves on some things, including, and we're going to touch on this in a moment, what's your health care coverage going to be, right? Especially yep. Medicare supplement types of things. Do you want to switch? Should you switch? What kind of plan? What are the differences? We'll go over that. So lots of different topics. Whatever applies to you and your situation, we're glad to help you. And it is a free review and no obligation. And here is our office phone number. We have three offices. This will reach us at any one of those locations, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903.
Anytime there's a change in your life, it's good to have a relationship with somebody you trust that knows what's available financially out there that you can use. There's so many tools. Yesterday we had a meeting, a virtual meeting with a vendor and trying to get updated on their current income producing fixed index, not go backwards type of investment.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, how does that work? And then how does it work compared to other things? So just getting updated on what's available out there, because you probably don't do this very often. We do it weekly.
Sometimes daily.
Yeah, sometimes daily.
Daily. Or there's always an issue with something, whether it's an investment portfolio, whether it's questions about Medicare, mm-hmm. for instance, whether it's about wills and trusts. How do we really need one? What do we need to remember? And we even have a worksheet we give people to take with them to their attorney to have that document drawn up. What about power of attorney types of things? What about having power of attorney for young people who are living away from home, but they're still on your tab? Some of them are going to school in some places, but you're still responsible. What if they have a health emergency and they're not conscious? Who's going to speak up for them? Different things, medical power of attorney, all these things. Please give us a call at the office. Make sure you get some help. And again, our phone number at Neil Financial, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Yeah, that kind of comes into what we were talking about on Monday, is some money pitfalls to be avoided, but it's more of it's financial planning. How do you set up your life so that you get take advantage of what's available to you and the information? Because we've seen so many things from beginning to end. The one that's the most common right at the moment is we've had clients and people we've done long-term care insurance policies and in long-term care alternative investment using life insurance and annuities. We've set those up. They've been in place for a couple of years, and then we've seen people use those.
Yes. So we get to see if they work.
Yeah. And how hard is it with the service? What happens? Okay, it's time for, we got to move mom or grandma into in assisted living. What do we do? Well, just call this number, and here's how it works, and it's good to go.
Mm-hmm. And, we have detail on these plans, too, that are in each individual client's folder.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, if they call up or whoever their caregiver is in the family who's in charge of this thing, they say, well, can I do this and this? Well, let me go check this out.
Yep.
Yes, let's read this together, and now I can clarify this for you so you know where you stand.
And so it's just how things work, and it's not just one of us. We've got a whole team of people, so we've got a vast amount of experience that I know Jason in Houston has a client. She's in an assisted living home, and her son's in Denton, Texas, and he can't really coordinate too much what's going on in her life, so Jason knows both of them, and he's helping them out, and so we know how that works on third-party things.
Yes.
We've have trusts. Special needs trusts that are in operation. Okay, what happens if the trustee dies? What happens?
Yeah,
or pays the bills?
Or Doug has a situation where he's on trustee number three?
Yeah,
or four?
Trustee number three
for
died.
Somebody, yeah.
And so now, how do you get trustee number four? And who's it going to be? And what do you have to do? But yet, your client's still in the assisted living home and needs that paid each month.
And in this case, it is a younger client.
She's in her 60s.
So there could be another 20 years. And how does this flow? How do you help them with these issues? So there are so many things besides just managing an investment portfolio. Yes, we do that. But that's why we try to talk about things on the air that actually are not just investing.
And that comes back to the some of the money pitfalls. Is simplest one is just not saving enough. You know, if you don't start saving, you're not going to have anything when it comes. And Social Security, if you're in your late 50s, okay, you might be okay. If you're in your early 50s or 40s, that's a little iffy maybe. We'll see. We don't know what's going to happen, but inflation's going to kick in here in the years to come for sure because the government just can't keep printing money. So you need to save it on your own. You don't need to try not to rely on the government because that usually doesn't work.
Well, we all know. I mean, lately especially, wow, things change every day.
Yeah, they do.
With government stuff. So please get your plan together.
The second thing we touched on the money was don't raid your retirement fund to pay for your kids' education. You know, they've got their whole life ahead of them to earn money, to pay off loans, to work their way through college, whatever it happens to be. If you're taking money out of your retirement fund and you're in your 50s, you don't have another 30, 40 years to make that up because your income's not working. So be careful on that one. The other one we talked about on money was not having enough insurance. And there's all kinds of insurance, life insurance, health insurance, medical disability insurance, property and casualty insurance, just all of those. So it's cheaper when you're younger on the medical and life type of thing. So that's the time to be discussing that because that can be used. Insurance is kind of like the Swiss Army knife of investments. It can do lots of things if you know what's available. And that's one thing that's worth coming in and talking about. Another item that we talked about, just touched on a little bit, is not talking with your parents about their finances. Now, that gets a little touchy, but here, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and those of you who don't live in places where you're not supposed to be with your family for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I rile at that, but it's a good time to maybe bring up finances. Hey, Mom and Dad, what happens for long-term care? What happens if you need to go to assisted living? Do you have something in place for that?
Or, Dad, do you have a life insurance policy stuck away somewhere that pays off to Mom if you would die,
right,
and vice versa if she passed first?
You can start with generic questions like that. Doesn't have to be, you know, okay, I want to see the policy and how much face amount. No. Just ask generic questions and start that conversation because I've neighbor lady down the street. I don't remember if I told this. I probably told the story. Apparently, she's got dementia, but she's got the finances, and she's got care coming in every day, 7 days a week. But she has no idea how to write a check. She doesn't even know. She got lost walking down the street. We had to take her home because she didn't know where she was. So who's going to take care of her? And so you need to have those conversations before they get to that point. And so it's a good time to start doing that now. Another pitfall, and this is a long discussion because everyone's a little bit different, is refinancing your home. 30-year mortgage, 15-year mortgage, interest rates are all-time low. Are you planning on staying in that house? Is it for your forever home?
Or maybe, I had this conversation just a couple of days ago with somebody. They were a little unsure of their job, but they've been in their job for 10 years at the same place. It's a great job. They have a good income. And they said, gosh, you know, we've been thinking about refinancing. I said, well, while you have your job,
yeah,
you know, because once you become unemployed,
you can't borrow money.
So just keep these things in mind. Anything you want to do on credit or mortgages, those types of things. You know, if you think you're going to need a vehicle and you're going to need financing, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So please remember this so that you can go ahead and get what you need as you're looking, unfortunately, if that happens to you later, you might be looking for another position somewhere, but at least you've got your transportation or something, right?
Yeah, the one pitfall you have to worry about if you're in your 40s or early 50s, you're tempted to refinance and free up that home equity that you got in the walls there to maybe remodel or lower your monthly payments. But that what it does could stretch your payments out longer. And if you lose your job or get your hours cut back, that happens too. Okay, how are you going to pay for that? So you got to be careful. There's pluses and minuses to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is all-time low interest rates. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Another one that they get here is having mortgage tunnel vision is what they call it. It feels great to pay off your house, but there's disadvantages to every situation. If you funnel all your extra money, paying extra payments, whatever, to pay your house off, you have all that money in the walls, you get laid off, you don't have access to that money in the walls anymore.
Can't eat those walls.
No, you can't eat those walls. And so the suggestion is do both. Put money in the savings, and if you want to pay the house off, that's fine. If you have a plan where everything else is in place, you got your insurances in place, your...
Retirement.
Yeah, retirement.
You're still contributing there.
Mm-hmm. And then it's good because you can... I run into people a lot where maybe they sell a piece of property and they have this money and say, should we pay off the house? Well, do you plan on staying there the rest of your life? Yes. Well, okay, well... Or the question is, maybe not. Well, then why not just keep some of that money enough to pay off the mortgage in an interest-bearing account so that if you a year or 2 years from now you decide that you want to pay the house off, you just take the cash, pay it off, and you're done. Because interest rates are like I say, are so low now that it's good to use other people's money on that one. So be careful about... I know there's a financial person out there, first name is Dave. He's put everything, you know, pay everything to get out of debt. Well, yes, that's a good point, but if you're not saving any money, that puts you back several years. So it's a combination of both. Get out of debt and do savings at the same time. It may take you a little longer, but you got to have... a reserve, that's another thing that comes up here.
Yeah, I mean, a cash reserve for when things happen, and they do. If you don't have that, you're really going to be concerned, right? Because you can't just keep piling stuff on credit cards.
Yep.
And after a while, and especially with the situation we have at this point, frankly, with pandemic concerns, credit card companies are being more aggressive in some ways. I know some people who have gotten daily phone calls from various creditors. And again, you know, think about how you're going to function and get a little bit of a game plan as much as possible, even if you're pretty secure right now.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the, I have a puny emergency fund. Got a story, a young couple, their toilet was leaking upstairs or whatever, and they had to come in and rip it all out, but their homeowner's insurance, most homeowner's insurance has a 1% deductible. So that's like $2,000 or $3,000. And then when the company came up to take that out, they broke a pipe, and they have to replace $17,000 worth of interior walls now because it leaked. Okay, their emergency fund is gone at this point. The insurance will cover a lot of that, but the point being is you need to things happen. Here it was just fix this toilet, and we ended up having to redo the whole wall. So be careful on that one. Put money aside. We say usually somewhere between 3 and 6 months of all your expenses so that if your job does stop or you get furloughed or you can pay the bills for several months while you figure out what you're going to do.
There you go. So we're hitting some of the highlights, but we're trying, though, to get some information out there, some actual things that concern enough, if not you, maybe someone else. So again, please call. We're glad to make a suggestion, point you in a direction. And there are different organizations that also assist people, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can have everything going great, and then you have one of these crisis situations.
Yeah, not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault, a lot of these.
So there is always hope. Always know that, too. Come back after the break here, and we're going to talk about this stuff with Medicare supplements. We are just getting bombed by questions. I know you've got some questions, so we're going to hit that when we come back from this break. In the meantime, got to go somewhere, need your question answered right now. Here is the way to do it. Our in-private phone number. Talk to us one-on-one right now at 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
This holiday season, you'll be ready to take on the turkey, the kids, and the in-laws. But are you prepared to take on your septic tank should a problem arise? Get ahead of the curve with JB Septic Pumping. They offer the very best in septic pumping and the very best in customer service. Spare your guests the clogs, slow drainage, and unpleasant odors of a septic tank malfunction. Call Justin Bilski with JB Septic Pumping. JB Septic Pumping proudly serves all of Washington and the surrounding counties. Check out JB Septic Pumping on Facebook, give them a call at 979-551-2263, or visit their website at jbseptic pumping.com. Your septic tank should be the last thing you worry about during the holidays. Call JB Septic Pumping to prevent any disasters. JB Septic Pumping would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. JB Septic Pumping is insured and licensed through TCEQ for your protection. License number 25687.
Brenham Country Club is a family-oriented social and recreational organization providing the highest quality services and facilities. A beautiful 18-hole golf course with a 300-yard driving range, a pro shop, large swimming pool with pool house. Their large clubhouse features a full bar and Wi-Fi internet and is available for party rentals. The Brenham Country Club, 3 miles east of Brenham on Highway 105. For more information about memberships, call 836-1733. They have a membership level that's perfect for your family.
Woodson Lumber Company is helping you get what you need from the safety of your own home. They've revamped their website, and now it's easier than ever to browse at Woodson Lumber. You can now order online, check specials, view your account information, purchase history, and more. Sign up for online ordering and account access by visiting WoodsonLumber.com today. Woodson Lumber Company, with locations in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
It's Fightin' Texas Aggie Football all season long here on KWHI. Aggie Football brought to you all season by Brazos Valley Brewery, Citizens State Bank, Herman Hawley, WC Tractor, Tegger Toyota, Get More Cabinets, and the Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. The Aggie Ole Miss game for this Saturday has been postponed to a later date. Up next for the Aggies, they'll face LSU next Saturday. On your home for Fightin' Texas Aggie Football, KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Wow, we're arrivederci, Roma.
Yeah.
A little taste of that there. A little Italian spritz here in the middle of the Money Makeover Show for this morning. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner, and Doug Neal, certified financial planner, joining me in today's program. Let me give you our office phone number again. I know you got questions. You have a lot of things going on, a lot of changes in your life sometimes, or maybe a loved one. who's had this happen.
Yeah, or nothing's going on and you're sitting at home thinking of all the things you should be doing.
Yeah. Or should I go over and talk about this now? Should I throw some money in there now that all the markets have gone up?
To record highs.
Yeah. So if we're going to be getting these treatments, right, these vaccines going over the next month, 2 months, whatever the time frame is going to be for certain ones, I guess. Does that mean somebody's, fired the firing pistol and we're off to the races there? So what should you be doing? Somebody asked me who had a 401k and they said, should I still be putting money in? I mean, the market's really high right now. Yeah. Consistency is the key.
Yeah, if you got a job and you got cash flow, keep putting it in.
So, as far as putting new money in and you've just been dragging your feet and thinking about it, might want to talk about that. The free review could help you.
Yeah, that's right, because there's so many options, many different options.
Yeah, should you tiptoe in? How do you do it? What do? Do you phase this somehow? Free review, again, our office phone, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right, let's get to these Medicare supplements.
Yeah, those of you who are approaching 65 or over 65, you've noticed that your mailbox is full almost every day.
Including your voicemail.
Yeah, your cell phone voicemail, your emails, TV advertisements, because it's open enrollment for Medicare supplement plans. I think it goes from late October to early December. I don't know the exact dates, but November's the heart of it right now. So you're getting bombarded on that one. And the question that comes up, I hear all these advertisements about, pay less, pay nothing. And there are four or five, six different companies. Well, which one do we look at or what's something worth looking at?
Sure.
So that's what we'll touch on here a little bit. Give you a brief primer on Medicare. Part A, there's four parts to Medicare. Part A, B, D, and C, kind of in that order. A is hospital insurance pays for the hospital, skilled nursing facilities. There's no premiums for that. There's a yearly deductible. There's some co-payments for the first 150 days. That's standard for everybody, Part A. Part B is medical insurance. That pays the doctor, the physician services, preventive benefits, durable medical equipment, outpatient services, so on. There you pay Social Security a monthly premium, and that's based on your income from 2 years ago is what your Medicare Part B premium is. That also has a yearly deductible, and you got some co-insurance on physician services and outpatient care. But those are all standardized for everybody, Part Medicare Part A and B. The next part is Part D, is the prescription drug coverage. That's plans offered by private insurance companies approved by Medicare. And you have monthly premiums because you pay for that. But if you don't sign up for it when you're 65, you get penalized.
It's 1% a year.
For every
that
year
adds
that
to
you,
your bill.
And it never goes away, that 1% penalty per year. That also has some yearly deductibles and co-payments, and there's some donut holes and whatever in there. But usually that's pretty good unless you got a lot of medicine, and some people do. Those are the three basics of Medicare. Part C is where all the confusion starts coming in. That's called Medicare Advantage plans. These are offered by private insurance companies approved by Medicare. It includes Part A and Part B and most often Part D. And if you listen to the TV ads, they also cover discounts on hearing aids, dental work, vision treatments, all those things. And they're usually, you don't pay any premiums for Medicare Part C, usually. Some companies may charge you. You still have to pay the monthly premium for Part B, and the deductibles and co-payments will vary plan by plan. So that's the basics, and that's where the Part C comes in. Now, what's the catch? Because Part C sounds the best. Hey, I don't have to pay for the supplement.
Yeah.
I get A, B, and D, and I get some extra vision, hearing, dental. Sounds great. Which network are you in? Are you in Methodist Network? Are you in Scott and White Network? Are you in Memorial Terman Network? Are you in Kelsey Siebold Network?
Well, not only that, but for many of our listeners, they don't spend all their time in one spot.
Yes.
So if you spend most of your time in Houston, but you spend every weekend in Washington County or Brenham area, or vice versa, should you have the C, the Part C, Medicare Advantage plan, particular to that area where you live most of the time? What happens if you have a boo-boo or something goes wrong when you're out of that network, you're in the other place where you stay just for the weekends?
Yeah, see, because on Medicare Advantage plans, Part C, you need to use their doctors, their facilities, their, and that's how they can keep the cost down so much, is because they have volume and they have the people on staff. Each plan's a little different, so there's no hard and fast rule on this one on Medicare Advantage. If you're out of network and it's an emergency, car accident, you break your leg or something, you can go to the emergency room and it's covered. But if you've got a fever, you got a hacking cough, you feel crummy, you need to go see a doctor, you're out of network. And out of network does not pay the same as in network.
Now most of these plans pretty much are in the ballpark the same on what you're
correct.
Going to be charged. However, on some of the plans, you get hit pretty hard with it financially if you're not going to the doctor, if you just have a cold and you're miserable or something and you've just got to be seen and you're out of network, you're not where you usually are with that coverage, you're going to pay extra. So just so long as you know and you're aware of that. Now, does that mean that you shouldn't take these plans? Because there is a significant savings.
Yes, there is. There is a significant savings, but I was just surprised how much that's being touted or pushed on the advertisements, Medicare Advantage plans. I guess because they need volume in there to make them work well. Because even if you don't go with the Medicare Advantage and you get a Medicare supplement that covers what Part A, Part D, and Part B don't cover, you have to pay a premium for that. And that ranges anywhere from, it just depends, $120 to $200 a month, in addition to your Medicare Part B versus the Medicare Advantage plan, where you probably don't have to pay that. So you have to weigh the pros and cons. Before this virus hit, a lot of people traveled. Well, if you travel around the U.S. or travel around the world, Medicare Advantage usually probably don't have networks in Europe or Brazil or India. So that may not suit you. But there again, you can buy extra insurance, medical insurance for overseas, but that's an extra cost. But
not terrible in most cases, but if you don't know or you don't have all the coverage that would be required, it's something to certainly take a look at and see. Of course, most of us are not able to go to Europe right now.
So the travel part doesn't make a difference. But
it may sometime.
But the point being is, for your bread and butter, for where you live, how does it fit into your budget? How does it fit into your lifestyle? Does it cover the doctors, hospitals, facilities that you want? And like you're got a good example there. Your basic premises in Houston or Houston metropolitan area.
Yeah, your residence there.
Right, but you have a place out in the country out here and you come out and spend a week at a time. You get sick, you got to drive back to Houston? Maybe. Depends.
I've known people who've had to do that.
Yep.
So please be careful. Make note of your usage, I guess.
Yes.
And say, you know what? If I've got really bad asthma and I've got to go to my allergist all the time, do I need to keep that for if I live in Houston, do I need to make sure that he's on that, right? And I've got that plan for there, and then hope I don't have anything that happens somewhere else too often. I mean, if you've got a breathing problem, you have to go to the ER. That's another thing, as you were saying.
Correct. Now, another thing to be aware of, just because it says Medicare Advantage doesn't mean it's a Medicare Advantage plan. I know the teacher's retirement system of Texas, I think, is grossly wrong, and they call their plan the TRS Advantage plan, but it's not.
It's not Medicare Advantage.
No, it isn't. So be aware, just because it's in the title doesn't necessarily mean that's what it is. You have to look at what it covers.
Mm-hmm. As with all plans.
Correct.
And
correct.
Do you need supplemental insurance for what your coverage is at work? Let's talk about that when we come back, because some workplace benefits do have some restrictions on them. So you might want to find out a little bit more about that. And we are in that season now where a lot of people can make their plans or sign up for new plans on the job. So we'll tackle some of those things as well. And I also, if we get a moment or two, maybe we can talk about signing up for other benefits. I just did a 401k plan enrollment yesterday. Had a couple of questions that maybe you have too. So we'll do that. That's when we come back. Meantime, here is our phone number at the office. I want to make sure you have that, so I know you have questions, and we'll provide those answers at Neal Financial Group. Home office number 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. We'll be right back with more Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham H-E-B's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 25th. Order online today at heb.com.
Robin Landaway is your go-to realtor for excellent customer service. They specialize in residential and farm and ranch. So for excellent service in Brenham and the surrounding area, call your local hometown real estate professionals with the backing of trusted and recognized brand Robin Landaway with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, hometown at 979-830-5200. Visit robinlandaway.com or stop by her office at 1811 South Market Street, Suite A in Brenham.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down at 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor at 5435 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
KTEX 106 is accepting applications for the position of program director. The KTEX program director manages the on-air staff, including production and promotions, makes music decisions, works with sales, and handles an air shift. Prior radio and management experience is a must. Benefits include health insurance, paid vacation and sick time, and a profit-sharing plan. To apply, email resume with air check to tom@ktex.com. Females and minorities are encouraged to apply. KTEX is an equal opportunity employer.
Ever wonder why ice cream is so good? It's because all the cows sleep on Sealy mattresses. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and I'm inviting you into my store this weekend to check out brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Even if you're sleeping as good as the cows, stop in, check out our line of sheets and pillows. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
It's Brenham Cabet playoff volleyball on KWHI. Cabet set to take on Lake Creek Friday night at Cypress Falls High School. The match gets underway at 6 o'clock. Doug Brown will have the call, beginning with the pregame show at 5:30 on AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And at 6:30, when our pregame show begins for Cub football, the broadcast will switch over to our KWHI.com alternate stream. It's Cabet playoff volleyball on KWHI.
American warfighters go into battle. If all goes well, they'll come home. But not everyone makes it all the way home. It's estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD. For over 45 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, has crafted a way to help returning veterans create their way back. Help us heal vets. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Are you in search of a bull to help on the back 40? Or are you looking to clear out some clutter in the garage or attic? Maybe you need some help with a yard work or fixing that gutter. I'm Craig Montana, and I'm here to help. Tune into the Country Store on KWHI every weekday, Monday through Friday from 8, 10 to 9 a.m. I'll swing open the doors of the Country Store, and you can buy, sell, or trade anything you desire. From used cars and new puppies to burn barrels and portable buildings, even the occasional kitchen sink, plus personal services on Personal Services Wednesday. And if you missed the show, don't worry. You can find a complete list of each day's items on our website, KWHI.com. The Country Store on AM 1280, KWHI, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last, 5 minutes or so of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. Hey, we have three offices, one in Houston, one in Brenham, a newer one in Tomball. But one phone number that you need to write down, put it in your phone, whatever, and call, because I know you have questions. We're getting toward the end of the year. So many of us are signing up for different benefits packages at our workplaces. A lot of things going on with the economy. Hey, have you been watching your brokerage account?
Yeah.
Or your IRA, maybe?
That's a good thing. The one thing you just said that really hit to me was, okay, here's your packet. What benefits do you want? Check the box.
Yeah.
I remember doing that many years ago with my wife. They'd give her a packet, say, here, give it back to us next week. What does it mean?
Yeah, and I did a 401k enrollment, and that was kind of the same thing, right? All right, here's how this works. Here's your advantages and all that, and let's help us get together, pick out things. Why are you picking it?
Yep.
One group of investments versus another inside of your 401k, all right? And should you be worrying about them all the time, changing them around? How do you do that? Should you? Would you? Could you? All these different things. How's the plan work? What about money you have at a former employer? Can you just put that in here? Can you put the Roth part of your investment in there also? All these things. And free review, super important. Medical benefits you have. Insurance benefits that maybe you have at your employer?
Yeah, or you have options. Should I get that additional life insurance, or should I get that cancer policy? Should I get the short-term, long-term disability? Neither, both and?
What's the difference?
Yep.
So glad to help with those things. Again, here's our office phone number. It gets us any of the three offices. We're always glad to help. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
On your 401k enrollment yesterday, Tony, what would some of the, these are for new people in the firm and probably a review for some of the ones that are already in there. What were the questions they were asking?
The primary question really was interesting because it wasn't, well, should I put any money in at all? Because, look at all the ups and downs in the markets and the COVID and the whole thing. And I got nothing. Not a question. But what I got was, can I roll my other plan? And that's usually pretty prominent, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing was, can I make my kids my beneficiary? I'm divorced. And I make them, and they're all under 18. I've got three kids. What do I do?
Wow.
So here's what you do.
Yeah.
In case you're ever in that. You need to have someone that you appoint, and in some cases, some people have two someones, that they appoint to be the stand-in, the guardian of those minor children, basically, on paper, as far as your 401k is concerned, that you're going to be the responsible party making sure that the money that's in there that you've put in that plan goes to help support your kids if something should happen to you. And if your spouse is not going to be that individual, if you have a spouse, they have to sign a form.
But the spouse does.
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking you talked about the divorced lady yesterday with mm-hmm. three kids. If she doesn't do anything like that, who do you think the court's going to give the money to take care of the kids?
It's going to be the kid's father.
Yeah, the biological father in all likelihood. Do you want him running the money for your kids? Your money?
Yeah. So, you know, and guys, don't forget the interesting story, right? Guys usually appoint their mom.
Yeah.
As the beneficiary of their money.
Of their plans
uh-huh.
and stuff.
Yeah. And so if you pass away, but let's say you've gotten married or mm-hmm. remarried sometime after you've enrolled in your plan at work, you know, you pass away, guess who's getting that money? It's not going to be your wife for the benefit of your current.
Or your kids.
Yeah. It's going to be your mom if she's still on there. And boy, are there court cases all over this country about that.
And you're thinking, okay, if mom gives it, yeah, she's going to take care of the kid. I've got two cases personally, where we wrote the insurance and that happened. And the husband died and the wife and kids were there and grandma got the money. Grandma said he wanted me to have it. Otherwise, he would have changed it. So she didn't give it to the kids.
Very hard to get those kind of things switched, if ever. On anything, yeah. right? So ask questions first. Don't just take it for granted. Don't ask your neighbor, your friend, your dad, or whoever. Please call us. We're always glad to help. Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll be back here next week, Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neil Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.